cattle futures continued to extend gains Thursday. NCBA's Live Cattle Marketing Committee and the NCBA Board of Directors unanimously passed policy that supports voluntary efforts to improve cash-fed cattle trade. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 31st of July. So far for the week, negotiated cash-fed cattle prices on a live basis are a dollar higher in the Southern Plains at $97 hundredweight, $2 higher in Nebraska at $100, steady in Colorado at $98, and steady to $2 higher in the Western Corn Belt at $100 to $102. Dress prices are $2 higher at $160. Cattle futures closed higher again Thursday. Besides cash strength, support included bullish export news with net sales of 29,500 metric tons for the week of July 23rd, which was a market year high, and up 89% from the previous week and up 81% from the previous four-week average. That's according to the U.S. Export Sales Report from USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service. Except for 15 cents lower in away October, live cattle futures closed an average of 41 cents higher. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.05 higher across a range of 67 cents higher at the back to $1.85 higher toward the front. Choice boxed beef cutout value was 69 cents higher Thursday afternoon at $201.80 a hundredweight. Select was $2.01 higher at $191.50. By the way, the average dress steer weight for the week ending July 18th of 899 pounds was 3 pounds less than the prior week, but 33 pounds more than the same week a year earlier. That according to USDA's actual slaughter under federal inspection report. The average dressed heifer weight of 829 pounds was the same as a week earlier, but 34 pounds heavier than the previous year. Corn futures closed mostly fractionally higher. Soybean futures closed mostly 1 to 2 cents higher. Calf and feeder cattle prices were mixed, but mainly higher at the weekly Thursday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Feeder steers weighing 750 to 950 sold $1 to $4 lower at Winter Livestock in Pratt, Kansas. Steers weighing more than 1,000 pounds sold $4 higher. Feeder heifers weighing 750 to 900 pounds sold $1 to $3 higher, with the most advance on spayed heifers. There are 4,125 head on offer. At Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota, steers weighing up to 800 pounds sold with steady to higher undertones, and steers weighing more than 800 pounds sold steady to $8 higher. Heifers weighing up to 800 pounds sold with unevenly steady undertones, and then steady to $2 lower at heavier weights. There are 3,503 head on offer. Steers weighing 750 to 1,000 pounds sold $1 to $3 higher at Farmers and Ranchers Livestock Commission in Salina, Kansas. Steers weighing less than 750 sold with higher undertones and instances of $2 higher in a limited test. Heifers sold steady in a very limited test. There are 3,488 head on offer. At Woodward Livestock Auction in Oklahoma, feeder steers sold steady to $2 lower with 2,879 head on offer. Feeder heifers traded steady. Steer calves sold steady to $3 higher, while heifer calves sold $2 to $6 higher. Finally, feeder steers and heifers traded mostly steady to $2 lower on comparable sales at Tuya Livestock Auction in Texas. Steer and heifer calves sold steady to $5 higher. There are 1,873 head on offer. Except for the tech sector, major U.S. financial indices closed lower Thursday, pressured by the expected but historic decline in second quarter GDP. Real gross domestic product decreased at an annual rate of 32.9% in the second quarter, according to the advance estimate released by the Bureau of Economic Analysis. Real GDP in the first quarter decreased 5%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 225 points lower. The S&P 500 closed 12 points lower, but the NASDAQ was up 44 points. Potentially, the heated debate and hectic work related to enhancing price discovery in cash-fed cattle markets reached a crossroads this week. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Live Cattle Marketing Committee and the NCBA Board of Directors unanimously passed policy that supports voluntary efforts to improve cash-fed cattle trade during the next 90 days, with the potential for mandates in the future if robust regional cash trade numbers aren't reached by the industry. Specifically, according to the organization's resolution, NCBA supports a voluntary approach that 1. Increases frequent and transparent negotiated trade to regionally sufficient levels to achieve robust price discovery determined by NCBA-funded and directed research in all major cattle feeding regions, and 2. Includes triggers to be determined by a working group of NCBA producer leaders by October 1st of this year. The resolution goes on to say that if the voluntary approach doesn't achieve robust price discovery as determined by NCBA-funded and directed research and meet the established triggers that increase frequent and transparent negotiated trade to a regionally sufficient level, then NCBA will pursue a legislative or regulatory solution determined by the membership. That resolution came after intense debate and more than 6 hours of wrangling, not to mention the years of effort leading up to it, including the research referenced in the resolution. As an aside, depending on cash trade levels deemed sufficient in each region, there are a number of ways to achieve a deeper pool of cash-fed cattle data, everything from modifying the approach to confidentiality in livestock mandatory reporting, which is up for reauthorization in September, to bid the grid base prices, to a number of other voluntary options mentioned in the recent USDA boxed beef and fed cattle price spread investigation report. Stephen Kuntz, agricultural economist at Colorado State University, previously outlined many of those options in his ongoing research. NCBA President Marty Smith says the policy is the result of every state cattlemen's association coming together to work through their differences and finding solutions that meet the needs of their members, all of whom agree that our industry needs more robust price discovery. He adds that the policy provides all players in the industry the opportunity to achieve that goal without seeking government mandates. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 31st of July. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.